Welcome to the Business Bunker Radio Show, Federation of Small Businesses podcast.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the first time onto the Business Bunker Show the absolutely delightful Max Goodin. Hello, Max.
Hello there. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah, good. Yeah. Just getting back into it in the September way.
Yeah, kind of. It's that kind of time, isn't it? And summer's officially kind of at an end now, and we're heading towards autumn. The kids are going back to school. You can't get anywhere on the roads. And everybody's back.
Yep, new socks, new shoes.
New socks, new shoes. That's the way, isn't it? New socks, new shoes.
That's just Max.
Yeah, exactly. Max, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. We're going to talk about Max, and for those of you that didn't get the link, because you wouldn't have done, the record I just played, Knock on Wood, it is in tribute to Gooding and Wood, which is your business. But I wanted to ask you first, you recently joined the FSB, I understand.
Yeah, we heard all about it on your Bunker Radio,
right.
And really were impressed with how much support we thought we could get from the FSB, so we joined up, and we're in the process now of making the most of what's to offer in terms of insurance services and
yeah, there's
support.
a lot of things that they provide which help businesses, not least of which on a cost basis.
Yeah, absolutely, and then yeah. There's just the fact that I start to notice how many other businesses there are out there
yeah.
that have got FSB
yeah.
Going into, there's a coffee shop in Westmoreland that yeah. I regularly frequent,
yeah.
Swan Street Cafe. I mean, they realise that they're a member that sort of thing, and you start to see the network that's open to you.
Absolutely. Cool. Well done for joining the FSB. I've been a member for 25 odd years now, I think you remember. Yeah, absolutely. But let's talk about Max and what you do. Why don't you give the listeners a bit of an overview of what you do, and then we'll kind of move it from there and talk about something, because I know you want to talk about collaboration and stuff like that, which is a theme that we're very interested here in on the Business Bunker Show. But give us an overview of Gooding and Wood first and what you do.
Sure. So we've been in business now for a year,
mm-hmm.
and Kate, who's my business partner, and I used to work together in a former life, and we found that we wanted to get more out of our working day, and we realised that other businesses and people in business wanted to do the same. So we're very much about helping people love what they do. Let's face it, you spend a lot of time at work.
Absolutely.
It needs to be fun, it needs to be enjoyable, mm-hmm. and you do your best work when it's fun.
Yeah.
And we also want it to be worthwhile, so it's not just about being fun, it's about making sure that actually the time that you spend mm. brings some good outcomes. So we very much focus with businesses on, are you effective, do you want to change things, and we can do anything from helping you with your strategy down to how do all of the staff that work in your business understand their part to it.
Mm.
We talk about the client experience, what's going on inside your organisation or your business that actually affects the experience that your customers get. We talk about the communications, how do you actually communicate out and internally with your staff, and then also the staff themselves, are you looking after them?
Hmm.
Because happy staff means that you're going to get a great customer experience, and that's going to do the right things for your business.
Absolutely. In fact, Mr. Branson, Sir Richard, tweeted out earlier this week that the number one priority of a business is to look after your staff first, not your customers, because if you look after your staff, they will look after your customers.
Yeah.
And that's very true.
It is. It's been around for 20-odd years, yeah. Harvard Business Review type
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
So many people still don't get it.
I know, it's a shame.
It's interesting. It's very interesting what you do, and with your partner Kate, isn't it?
It's Kate,
Kate
yeah.
Wood, yep. It's very interesting. It's back in May, the Business Bunker Show, in partnership with Rift Accounting, staged an event called Forging the Future, and we invited 50 of Kent's growing business owners. The owners weren't growing, their businesses were, to come and talk to us about what they saw in the immediate future in terms of strategies and way forward. And you'll be interested in this because they identified six things, and there are two of them that are relevant to what we're talking about today. All of them are relevant, obviously, mm. but two especially relevant. The second one was collaboration. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. But the first one, and this might warm the cockles of your heart, as they say, and it's a change for me. I've been in business a long time because, as Jules never tires of telling anybody, I am very old. And many years ago, this wasn't the case, and now it is. One of the things that all of these business owners said to us was they're now very much into finding coaches, mentors, and helpers to help them with their business.
Absolutely.
Now, that's a change, because years ago, most entrepreneurs and business people went, I've been in business 20 years. Nobody knows my business like I know my business. And we're very much, you know, do it yourself. And I don't need any help. And anyway, I can't afford it. Da, 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 da. So it was a complete change because the 50 businesses there that came out strongly enough to make it onto the list of the six things that we chose as being powerful things. So over 90% of the businesses there said they either had or needed to have help, advice and support from coaches, mentors, consultants, whatever term you want to use. But they were very keen on that. So basically what you guys are telling us that you're doing really does fit the zeitgeist of where businesses are at the moment and recognising they need that help.
Totally. And I think the other thing that Kate and I very much do is practice what we preach. We recognise it's difficult for you to take advice from other people when you think you know what's right for your business. And so we both have coaches for ourselves as well.
Absolutely.
And that's independent of one another so that we can have that support to say, you know, are we looking after ourselves and are we looking after the way that we work together? So that's really important. I think the other thing is that what got you here won't get you there is very much a statement that works for nowadays. And I think the pace of change in business, you can't possibly keep your eye on everything. So having somebody there who can just provide that sounding board or just a checkpoint opportunity. Coaching, I think, sometimes makes people think that it's maybe it's a bit of a soft experience, you know, very gentle. And it can be, but certainly mentors and those sorts of business coaches are there to help you make sure you're focused on the right stuff.
Absolutely. Do you know, it's a funny thing. When I was younger and headstrong and you went, oh, I don't need any of that and you don't need, you know, you can't tell me anything and all the rest of it. Also, one of the things I found was as I've got older and hopefully a bit wiser, I actually try to work with people that I don't agree with. Yeah, that have a completely different take on things.
This show being...
he says, looking at Jules. No, but seriously, because I want to be challenged. I want to be challenged by the things I don't do well and the things I don't agree with. You know, I'm a big picture player. I was saying to Martin earlier, back to Richard Branson, once said to me, and I totally agree with this, entrepreneurs are people that throw themselves off a cliff and build a plane on the way down. And I'm very much like that. What I've tried to do in my business, though, is find people that are the opposite of that, that are ultimate planners and strategic people and, you know, tick charts and templates and all the kind of stuff I hate, all the kind of bureaucratic ways of doing things that I think are, you know, a nonsense, because that's what challenges me.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I'd go, no, I don't want any of that. Now I'm interested in it because one of the things is I don't have to do it. But hearing people tell me about it and you know, give me a different perspective on things makes me think and challenge what I'm doing. Now, because of my personality, I'm never going to become a planner like that. But then that's part of the point of having someone to help and support you.
It's the additional expansion of your ideas. I totally get what you're saying. I think I had a bit of a gung-ho attitude when I first started working. And then somewhere along that journey started to recognise that some of the people I was clashing with actually had a point. It wasn't that my idea wasn't a good idea. It was just that it wasn't fully formed, fully filled out. And so by actually taking those ideas on board, I could actually... have more success.
Yeah, you have a more rounded approach to it, don't you?
But tell us, right now is starting to seek those people out.
Tell us, Max, about how you and Kate differ.
So Kate and I have got... So Kate is very structured, very planned. I would be somebody who'd be quite excited to be inspired by the moment. We're both very holistic.
I like that. I like how you put that. To be inspired by the moment. I just say I'm disorganised, but now I'm inspired by the moment. Love it.
You need the excitement of that to bring your ideas. Whereas if something's too planned for you then, Paul, I'm guessing it's just going to start to send you to sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
So the advantage for both...
That's why I did your birthday party, wasn't it?
Exactly.
You just gave up after 5 minutes.
I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's why you two are a good blend.
Whereas I love to plan an event.
And Kate and I are both very holistic, so we look at the big picture, but we look at it from a more structured perspective. Have we covered everything too? Is this exciting enough? Is it inspiring enough? Is there enough vision in it? But we're both very driven, and we both want to make sure that we get results. So that's where we've got a common ground. And one of the things that I notice, and I think I guess you guys do the same, is you notice when the other partner is being more of something, and then you play the counterbalance. And that's what a good partnership is about.
Good cop, bad cop.
Not agreeing with everybody all the time, because that doesn't get the best outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. No, totally agree.
I'm also interested, before, if you don't mind me asking.
Ah, you interrupt, I don't know.
What you did before, did you come from this kind of background, both of you, or what were you doing before?
So both of us have worked in sort of FTSE 100 companies for over 20 years each, she says eek, and we've both worked both on the business side, and Kate very much more so recently in the sort of human resources and learning side, and I came to that late. I've always worked sort of running teams myself, running projects, that sort of stuff, but increasingly got interested in what makes people tick, what makes people be successful, that sort of stuff. And so I started getting more and more interested in the people and the behavioural side of things. And that's really what we bring to a business, is think about your people, think about that as a huge resource. And that's where our experience is and what we're bringing to it. And I think what we missed when working in the big corporates was it was so difficult to really make a change in a big corporate. Whereas with smaller and medium-sized companies, you can work with the leadership team and they're all ready and excited and inspired to follow things through.
Absolutely.
Rather than a fragmented little piece of a jigsaw, you know, that doesn't always have the change in huge organisations.
Funny enough, that was one of the other findings from our Forge in the Future, and one of my big soapbox things is we're living at the start of a new paradigm in the economy, which is a move from big to small. If you look around you, all the big institutions, both political, financial and economic, are all fracturing. They're all breaking up because they can't compete with small, nimble, innovative organisations and special interest organisations and niches. And if you look right across the board, from the collapse of the banking industry, the change in the pharmaceutical industry, the collapse of the European Union, the collapse of our political parties, the fracturing membership of trade unions, all of those things from the 20th century are starting to change. And we're going to a much more smaller, local, more human, more interactive and more innovative kind of place, where smaller businesses, which still have their drawbacks, you know, because they don't have the resources of some of the bigger organisations, but they are far easier able to adapt, to react to things, and we live in a fast-moving world where you don't have to have 14 corporate meetings to decide what time you're going to have a meeting and that kind of thing.
Totally.
And that brings me on to one of the things that we wanted to address, which is collaboration. And I'd like to get your thoughts and feelings, Max, on collaboration and that whole how we collaborate and what we do thing.
Well, there's lots of different ways that collaboration can be valuable. I mean, for a reasonable size organisation, internally, you want to be making sure that your staff can collaborate and be successful. But if you're a business that wants to grow, you really want to think about, do you need to take on the staff? Do you need to take that risk? Or can you do that in partnership with other people?
Yeah.
And certainly since Kate and I have started business, we've been going a year, we've very recently started to explore opportunities to collaborate with other individuals on ideas. Now, it could be because you want a creative project. It could be because you want to expand your business and you don't want to put all the investment in yourself, and you can see an opportunity to do it with somebody else. It might be that you've got some stuff that you want to monetize, to use, I don't think it's a real word, but people do use it, to monetize stuff, and you could partner with somebody else to help you do that. And those sorts of things are real. I think they're a great way to grow your business. And the things you've got to be confident around, we talked a little bit earlier about not being too gung-ho. If you're going to go into partnership, you really have to think about, what do I want out of it? It's not just throwing something over the fence to somebody else to get on with. Partnership collaboration means you've got to be prepared to partner.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to put in effort as well, haven't you? And, and you've got to have a common vision and a common goal, presumably. Otherwise, you're going to, you know, tear yourselves apart very early on into the process.
Yeah, well, you have to be clear on what your intentions are. And I think that one of the really helpful things is to think about the end. So, you know, start with the end in mind. Are you going to sell? Are you going to grow? What's the intention behind your collaboration?
Yeah. I'll tell you something that interests me, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this. One of the things that intrigues me is the potential for collaboration amongst competitors, people in the same marketplace.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that fascinates me, that I think that if there's some more collaboration at certain levels, you know, we're always going to be in competition for market share, but by being in collaboration with competitors, we should be in a position to grow a marketplace to a bigger place, so that our share of the market expands without competing with each other, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, well, small businesses do this all the time.
Yeah.
Certainly, Kate and I have reached out to other businesses and they've done the same with us to say, yeah, if we land this contract,
yeah,
we can't do all of it on our own.
Exactly.
And we're going to need you to be us,
yeah,
or be with us.
Yeah.
So it's already out there as a model that, as you say, small to medium-sized businesses, yeah, are doing. It's whether the big businesses can do it. I mean, in my experience historically, I've seen big business do that around issues, industry issues. So if you think about historically, if you could even, anybody remember the pensions review or the, yeah, endowment review and then the PPI,
yeah,
industries in banking working together to say, right, how do we collectively solve this problem? Didn't always get it right, but there certainly would have been some good stuff coming out of that. So if it can be done around an industry issue, I don't see why it can't be done around an industry opportunity.
Absolutely. And just on that, while you were talking about that, and it reminded me of something that I was going to mention later on the show, but I might as well kind of mention it now. One of the interesting things is that both the government, central government, and local government is trying much harder to get local businesses to tender for contracts. Their own processes mitigate against it, because when you try to collaborate on a project, it all goes pitong because their paperwork doesn't suit it.
Yeah.
But having said that, the Business Bunker has just partnered with a fabulous organisation run by the lovely Andrea Childs called Click Business Solutions. And Click are based in the West Midlands, and they are an organisation that helps you write and complete tenders for public sector contracts. But one of the lovely things that they do is, and we're now doing it in collaboration with them, and it's on the Business Bunker website, is they put up the opportunities. So each day they put up a new set of opportunities of tenders that are open, so that people can go and tender for these contracts. Because a lot of the time, people don't even, small businesses don't even see the opportunity. So that's interesting as well.
I think we may have talked about it before, Paul, but certainly we've had an opportunity like that where another company of a certain size is allowed to see those sort of contractual opportunities from government and local government.
Yeah.
So the likes of us as Gooding and Wood are too small to be able to see it,
yeah,
so they like have to have a preferred supplier list,
yeah,
and unfortunately that means that businesses like us might miss out. So you have to partner. I think the challenge for local government is that partnering sometimes means there's layering of costs in. So the very thing they're trying to avoid, they're actually building into the way that they're approaching things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that needs revising.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're going to struggle otherwise to meet their other targets, which are to get more local businesses to bid. No, absolutely. But as you've identified, Max, collaboration is the key in that context. We could talk about this for a long, long time.
I think we could.
Sadly, we're kind of running out of time. What I'd like you to do is to tell our listener how they can find out more about Gooding and Wood. So Twitter handles, websites, Facebook pages, LinkedIn, whatever method you want to do that.
Certainly. So we are www.goodingandwood.co.uk. And on Twitter, we are @Gooding_Wood, because the ampersands don't work in the world of technology. And I think you could probably find the rest of our handles else on the
on
website.
On those two things, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Gooding and Wood website is listed on Kent Business Radio website. It's on the front page at the moment. It will be on the show page later. So that link is there. Do follow me to follow them on Twitter, but you'll find them Gooding_Wood on the Twitter. Max, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show and telling us about the work that you're doing, and for talking to us about collaboration, small is beautiful, and all the other things that we've discussed this afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Thank you.
The moment, Max Gooding of Gooding and Wood, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very interesting to see the enthusiasm, and a big hello to Kate.